where I am. I'm over here back to back T. I'm ready to start the outset ball first.
Okay, I got this way and I'm coming around.
All right.
Okay, Houston, I went back to intermediate cooling.
Roger, we copy that.
Good idea. I noticed you just started moving down here where it's sometimes hard to stop. Yeah, hold on to this. All right.
Pete and Al, you're 1 plus 22 into the timeline, and you're running about 6 minutes behind nominal. We're monitoring Plissett feed water 2 as the determining parameter.
Okay, Houston, we'll start catching up now. We've kind of gotten over the initial check out on how to walk and move around, and maybe we've got... We're having problems with this hardware like we did for the thing that way in the antenna.
Roger, and we're showing 2 plus 30 left in the EVA.
Okay. Okay, Pete, your saddle bag's on. All right. Let's go. Okay. And we'll offload the outset, I guess. Don't. Gotta be able to move out with this thing. Big. Instrument, they look still good.
Yep.
Ram exterior looks beautiful the whole way around. Still good shape. You know what? It doesn't look like it just today we launched it. Might one.
Charlie.
back in the flight for 3 minutes.
Houston, high gain antenna, pitch minus 13, yaw 225. From the limb.
You're working with the fuel cask.
Thank you.
Houston, go to wide dead band.
Houston, you could lock me for my first plate there, gentlemen. Okay, Houston.
Pete, go ahead.
Real interesting if we put out this outstrip, right? There's one thing that's pretty obvious as we're setting out the components of the outstrip here, is I just hope that these thermal coatings don't have to stay as white as they are right now, because there's just no way. With all this dust, there's just no possibility that it's not getting a little bit dirty.
A little bit dirty is the word for it.
I know, this is real, gonna be a real problem, I guess, that thermally they gotta maintain that coating, because there's just no way you can do it. Anything that touches the ground picks it up. Your suit is about half dirty because the strap landed on it.
It's a little dirty on top of the fuel element. Okay. Wait just a minute now before you...
Hey, Al, we copy your comments.
Okay. Yes, we just have to make allowances for things like that when we build them.
Be sure it's going to get dirty.
Okay, I'm unlocking the cast dome right now. That locked perfectly. Shaking it now, trying to get it off. There you go.
Came off beautifully. Put the tool in the dome aside. Very nice.
See how it's got the cast removal tool?
Roger, we copy.
Okay, we've really got a problem, I guess. I've tried using different pins. You know, it's got a three-pin removal tool. So I tried using different pins at different holes. That doesn't appear to have any effect. It operates, you know, everything operates just exactly like it does in the training mock-ups and up at GE. The only problem is it just won't come out of the cast. I'm suspicious that it's just pulling in there something and friction's holding it in. But it's such a delicate tool, I really hate to pull on it too hard. I think what we could do,
I'll be right there.
Just have a hammer and bang on the side of it.
No, I got a better idea. Where's the hammer?
That's what I said.
No, but I want to try and put the back end in and get under that lip there and pry her out. Let me go get the hammer.
Be right back.
Where's the kitted?
Huh?
What?
Hammer's on the maker.
Okay.
Let me get the tool off before I can warm up.
Okay.
Albin having difficulty removing the radioisotope fuel element from its storage cast.
Al, when you're working on that, try to make sure you've got the pins all the way in, tighten up on it, then you can try pushing down on a little before you pull it out.
Okay. Don't touch me. She's broke off. That's all she broke.
Yeah, I understand.
Don't count on anything at all.
No, I'm not trying to.
Okay. We'll try again. Rotate. Try this way. Try it in there just like it.
But it didn't stop.
Well, it just doesn't do the job.
Oh, man, look at this stuff fly.
Houston, 1 minute to LOS.
Moving without a hammer. That's it, Pete. That's dirty. Make our move.
I'm ready.
Let the cast go. Okay, Houston, the fuel element is in the RTG.
Copy that, Al.
Go lower. got everything you need. All right, there's no TV, so I got the side. And the picker-uppers for the rock.
Okay.
Okay, let's go right out to my little mound over there. I'm right there, yeah.
Okay. There's something wrong.
What's the matter?
Pete, we copy. You've got the UHT, tongs, and sub-pellet.
We're making our move, Houston. Ah, I can tell this is going to be a working boat. I'll take it easy. How long did you say our shadow was? The lamp shadow? 150 feet?
Stand by, Pete.
Takeoff angle. I think I'm headed out about that way now.
Okay.